Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As he trips into the studio.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Good to see you. I know he's all riled up to come in here this morning, 9:06 on the fan. Hey, you know, it's interesting. Jerry and I were just talking about the 25-man rosters for the playoffs.
Yes.
I don't know if you watch the Yankees now that you're such a diehard
Met fan. I watch the Yankees.
You do? Okay.
I do watch the Yankees.
Joe Girardi, assuming everybody that is coming back, like Aaron Hicks is coming back, right? Looks like, Warren's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have a hell of a decision to make as to who to put on the opening day roster, I mean, on the playoff roster, right?
Yeah, and you have, what's his name, who was hurt now? He's back.
They're all back.
Greg Bird is back.
Greg Bird is back, yeah.
I thought Bird was going to have a huge year. The Yankees look good. I think they're missing that something that's going to bring them.
Now, I've thought this the whole time. I don't think that anymore.
Really?
No, I don't. I don't know that they can beat these other teams, but if you told me they did, I wouldn't be stunned anymore.
You think they can take out the Astros when it comes down to it?
I think they have a better chance. I think they have a better chance of taking out the Astros than the Indians. That said, getting Verlander makes me change my mind there, too. But if they did, I wouldn't be stunned. I really wouldn't. I mean, this team mashes the ball.
Let's put it this way. Last year was the Cubs, right? The year before that was the Kansas City Royals. And both of those teams looked like they were ready to take the next step.
Yeah.
The year before, they fell short. And then, of course, the Royals beat the Mets. The Cubs beat the Indians last year. I feel like the Indians are that team this year.
I agree, Boomer. And I also, you know, the Cubs, it was almost like, before the Cubs even started, when they started the year, I told everyone, they're just napping.
Yeah.
They're napping.
So was Cleveland earlier.
They're napping. They already been to the big game. They know.
But they partied. They partied for three months.
To May.
Yes.
They partied to June. And then they still had the little horns. And I said, all right, do we want to start playing? Do we really want to start playing?
Well, they played.
And Madden went, all right, soldiers. It's All-Star. Let's lock in. No one's expecting us. And it's time to crush the world. I would not be surprised if they shocked the world.
I know one thing. There are two teams in the National League that don't want to play the Cubs, and that is the Nationals and the Dodgers.
You're right.
Neither one of them want to see them in the playoffs. And the reason I say that is because both of those franchises, much like the Indians fans and franchise, much like we were as Met fans before the season started, have really high expectations that it is World Series or bust. We're cleaning house. We're starting over. That whole thing.
The Nationals are the Buffalo Bills.
You're right.
Of football.
You're
right. It's like, we made it all. Oh, man,
we can't get over the top.
What happened?
By the way, watch them lose to Arizona in the playoffs.
That would be fantastic.
I'm telling you, watch the Diamondbacks.
I love Murphy, but listen, for baseball, as a baseball fan, I do enjoy the Nats. I know every Met fan just screeched into a tree.
What did you just say? He enjoys the Nats.
I enjoy the Nats
as a punch you right in the face.
Baseball fan. As a baseball fan.
I don't want to hear
as much as I hate them.
About that.
As much as I hate them.
I got to be honest. The guy that made those videos wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I can't believe that. by the way, you made all these great videos last year because you're a front-running weasel. Oh, was it 2 years ago?
Well, it was 2 years ago and most of last year.
Of course, it's the World Series. And then some last year as well.
And then some this year.
Oh, you did do some this year.
I did do some this year.
What was the last one that you did
this
year?
April, when they were still playing.
I'm going to say probably...
We can check.
Regularly up until June?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that, you know, you may need to do one here at the end of the season.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'm sure. I would hope you would.
Oh, I'm going to. I did one the other night.
Because, like, I'm disappointed. I'm not mad. Because you can't get mad at injuries. You get frustrated. You get disappointed.
Yeah.
And what I'm watching right now is not a baseball
team. No, that's not a team.
No, it's not.
It's a softball.
July was your last one.
July, there you go.
What would you do? What would you do with Matt Harvey? Would you tender him, and do you want him back? Do you want to give him one more shot?
I'm a conspiracy guy.
Okay.
So I always remember he's with Boris. Mm-hmm. And this was very much like the pitcher on Washington. He was amazing the first year. He got pulled. He's not playing the playoffs.
Right, Strasburg. Strasburg.
And all of a sudden, he was hurt and hurt again and pitching. And then miraculously, in his contract year, with all the problems he had, he was lights out and signed $50 billion.
Right.
I would not. But the only thing with Harvey is, I think there's off-field major situations.
Okay.
Major situations.
Like what kind of major situation?
Let's just say.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I never know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I never know.
I don't want to make accusations. I'm concerned for his health.
Okay.
I think he's lost a lot of weight.
Yes.
Here. All I have to say is watch his apology when he came back.
Okay.
We'll do a quick impression. I don't want to get in trouble.
I can
get thrown out of here.
No, that's all right. Don't
worry. I'm not getting paid.
You were all good.
I was extremely concerned when he came back after his girlfriend broke up. He had a rough day.
Yes.
He sat there and went, I apologize. I just want to say, he did this 40 times in 2 minutes, and not one reporter went, Can we get a urine test? Can we stick him in rehab? He had it. My own opinion.
Yeah, okay.
From people I've seen in my lifetime.
Okay.
He sat there and did this. Watch it. Wait.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's fine.
I think that I want to apologize to my fans. I want to. My nose is itching. That
all
was
right,
very.
So you're not liking what you're seeing, obviously.
No, I think he needs mental because if that is the case,
yes,
that's a confidence builder. Anyone knows that once you start doing that kind of narcotic,
yes,
you're losing confidence. So like, I'm gonna strike him out. I'm gonna take everybody down. But that's concerning to me for health issues.
Yeah.
If and only if, and I pray it's not. But I've been around a lot of entertainers.
Yeah, I can see that. Yes,
a lot of industry, and that just made me go, God.
You move your head a lot. You know that you're always.
I won Long Island, man.
You're a Valley Stream boy.
I'm always bobbing and weaving. I don't know who's going to take a swing at me.
Bobbing and weaving all the time. But so all right. So what? You would keep him though because you think he's going into a contract year.
Yes.
And you may find lightning in a bottle.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, because he's got a Boris as his agent,
mm-hmm.
now it's time to turn.
It would
on
also
him.
Be brutal if you let him go and then all of a sudden he turned into a 20-game winner.
And that's what's going to happen.
Well,
who are you kidding?
Maybe it'll happen next year for the Mets.
Never know.
But I think they need two big pitchers. I would not rely on his pitching staff.
Well, you have DeGrom and you have Syndergaard. Aren't they your
but
two
you
big
need,
pitchers?
You need two guys like Bartolo Colon that are going to give you 6, 7, 8 innings.
You need innings eaters.
You need innings eaters, yes. And you need those guys that are not – where the bullpen's not in the – going, do I have 2 minutes to sit out? Can I just relax one day out of the week?
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't. That's the thing. We're talking to Jim Brewer here, and he's obviously a Met fan who seems to be a little bit disgusted at the team. What were your thoughts about Noah Syndergaard when you saw him first come back to practice or spring training, and he looked like himself?
This is going to – listen, I was very alarmed.
Okay.
Because I don't buy anyone. I was kind of hoping he was lying about his muscle mass.
Yes.
No human being in the world can gain 3 inches of muscle, 3 pounds of muscle. I've been working out 4 days a week. I can't even see the veins of my biceps yet.
Look at that. Venison sausage, avocado,
the
scrambled
bowl of
eggs.
Doom.
The bowl of doom, man.
Oh, And it really.
If I would have known that venison sausage, avocado, and scrambled eggs would do that to me, I would eat that.
Who wouldn't? Where have we been? Yeah. What was Jack LaLanne thinking?
Right, exactly.
The answer was right there. Sausage and eggs and spinach, and you become the greatest ball player in the world, hit 50, 60 home runs.
Right.
It's the bats and the
but
balls.
In fairness, you know he's in the gym 3-4 hours a day. He's not working out like you are and I am for 42 minutes plus play on the DVD.
Yeah.
And we're good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's eating pretty good.
You're
eating like that?
You know what? My trainer is, he works out 7 days a week. He works out twice a day. The guy doesn't have an ounce of fat on him.
But some guys are built differently. You know that.
Listen,
you're
paid by a company, and you have to walk a fine line.
No, there's no walking a fine line. Okay. If you're accusing him of doing something like a
PED
or something like that.
There's things going on in baseball.
But it doesn't mean he's crossed
football.
Any line. If you're going
no,
to, you
I
can
agree.
Take things that are going to enhance your body for sure.
Yes.
That's not, okay. Not
fair like enough. That, as long as they're legal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. As long as they're legal.
Well,
but,
I mean, you know, Noah Syndergaard came back like a weightlifter. That's what he looked like when he took on the mound. And it was kind of interesting. Tom House, the former pitching coach for the Rangers, came out when he first saw Syndergaard and said, this kid's going to break down in the first month of the season. Because pitchers are not supposed to look like that.
No. And maybe Noah didn't know that. But at the same time, too, then now is this on the training staff? Should someone go, hey, listen, Noah, I've been pitching.
Yeah, but these guys don't all go to Port St. Lucie. They go home and they work out at home somewhere.
Right.
I'm sure that they are in contact with whoever their trainer is or whoever their weight guy is. But at the end of the day, it's still on them and they are away from the team.
Right.
And they're not like a football team that shows up and they got weightlifting and everybody's together and all that other stuff.
I do think he's still a leader.
Yep.
And I think he's going to be an animal next year.
Yes.
And he learned his lesson.
All right. So
I do think he's learned his lesson.
All right. So from a Mets fan's perspective right now, as we get ready to go into the 2018 season.
Yeah.
What do you think, first and foremost, is Terry Collins back, coaching staff back, or what would you want to see happen in that regard?
I don't have a problem with Terry.
Okay.
I don't know why people get up in arms about Terry. Terry's handed, they say, here, make a pizza. And they keep giving him hamburger. They're giving him lettuce. Like, how am I supposed to make pizza?
He was given a good team this year. They didn't stay on the field.
Correct.
Right, exactly.
So what is he supposed to do? Oh, he doesn't know. I've heard things. Oh, he doesn't know what to do with the bullpen.
A lot of people will point to his pitching, yes.
Well, what are you supposed to do when no one lasts past the fourth inning? The entire month of April,
right.
No one lasted past the fourth inning. So what is he supposed to do?
I know injuries. I know.
And then by the time July, August came, I watched every game. When the bullpen come in, they're breaking down. Oh, the bullpen stinks. No, it doesn't. They pitched 1,000 innings. They're supposed to pitch one here,
here
one
comes
there.
Hansel Robles again.
Here comes Hansel Robles. What's he supposed to do? The Leafs watched him 500 times.
Yeah.
They got scouting reports like, don't even bother. I already know what he does.
Hey, well, how about the fact that it seemed like every game they were giving up 3 runs in the first inning?
Yes, and Terry, I'm going to say, listen, there's maybe one move during the World Series that really aggravated me that Terry did. But besides that, for him to hold together the teams they did when they were falling apart, and Boomer, only you would know something like this. I don't know what it's like inside a clubhouse. I don't know what it's behind the lines. But I would assume, I know just from Little League and softball,
right?
When you're missing your big players, I go, oh, this is gonna suck.
Exactly.
This is gonna. You know what? I'm going out tonight, and I'm gonna stay up to 5 in the morning because who cares? We're playing the Nats tomorrow, and we suck. So who cares?
That's probably where they are right now.
You
yes.
Think?
Well, now, hands down.
Yes.
But the whole they could have done that the last 2 years. By May, June, July, hands down.
Well, and not the last 2 years, but this year.
Last year, they made
it to the wild card. They had a nice little run there in the
second
half.
So is that Terry that holds them together?
I think it is. Sure it is.
Then there you go.
Right, but the detractors will say, why do they even get to that point? Why are they always fighting uphill? Why do they have to get to the point
because
where they've got to come back? Well, Hold on. Every team has injuries. This is the
not
one
like,
thing.
Not like the Mets.
I don't disagree with you, but if you want to go over each team, they have injuries.
We had our best player hurt his shoulder swinging
a
bat.
I'm aware. Go look.
I was there that game.
You were.
Go look. I thought he was shot.
Right. And Wilmer Flores hit himself in the face with a foul ball. I get it.
Who's that happened to?
Well, it happened to Dustin Pedroia the other night too. Yeah. So it happens. Look at the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers lost their entire starting rotation, and they go on a 38-game winning streak. I mean, it happens. The Washington Nationals have they've got the what's his name? He was on the Mets last year. The outfielder. I can't think of his name. They were so ravaged by injuries last year. They're playing Wilmer Defoe. You know what Wilmer Defoe is?
Right.
It's like they're starting second baseman for a month. It happens.
True.
Yeah, but not like this, though. Not like this.
And they still always had Max Scherzer, who's going to go out every four or five games, shut you down, win.
Well, Scherzer missed time this year, too, though.
Yeah, but think about this, though. I think we're talking to Jim Brewer here. The thing about it is, Jim, they lost Harvey. They lost Syndergaard. They lost Mats.
Yep.
Lugo wasn't ready at the beginning of the season. Zelman's turned out to be a disaster. I mean, so all these guys that they've been counting on. And, of course, Wheeler. We forget about Wheeler.
Wheeler. Totally forgot about Wheeler.
Thought was starting to
they
come
basically
into his
lost all these guys. Yeah. All these guys have gotten hurt, and this was supposed to be their pitching staff.
Right.
And it reminds me, you know, of when they used to have, you know, they get these young guys in, and everybody gets all jacked up, and everybody's expecting greatness, and then all of a sudden all their arms break down.
And I did feel this way, and as a Met fan, I do keep falling for this. This one I truly believed.
We all did.
Because we did, what was it, a couple years ago, you had Pelfrey.
Yes.
Even before that, the big three. And
Isringhausen and all those guys.
Isringhausen was the next Seaver.
Right.
And
But this one, we actually got to the World Series.
Yes.
And so we figured, okay, we're going to come back. Everything's going to be great. And the next year we make it to the wild card, we lose. And then this was going to be the year. This was going to be the year because we didn't even expect Conforto to be in the lineup. That's
right.
How good we thought this team was going to be.
Yep.
And then he cracks the lineup and he turns out being the best player.
Yeah. I don't know. As a Met fan, I fear for our lives right now.
You do, really?
I really do.
It's tough, eh? Nothing
because,
easy about it. They're terrible.
It's
tough.
Even healthy. They come back healthy. You don't have a third baseman.
Yeah, but they're going to have to add. They're going to have to obviously go out in free agency. They're going to have to be aggressive in free agency. They're going to have to get a third baseman. They're going to have to get a center fielder most likely. And they're going to – I don't know what they're going to do with catcher. Catcher's a big, you know, huge question mark. I do like Dominic Smith. I like Rosario.
Me
they
too.
Look pretty good, you know.
Me too.
So hopefully there's something to build on there. Are you a football fan as well?
All right. Now, I'm going to rile fans up here.
There you go.
Okay.
He likes the Jets and Giants.
No, I do like – I like Giants,
right?
But I'm a Cowboy fan.
You are. Just
well,
like
how can
Jerry
you
here.
Like the Giants?
You know what? LT.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
LT nothing. LT your ass. You're a Cowboy fan.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
No.
And in the 80s, I fell in love with the Giants, but
phony.
My first love was the Cowboys.
Just like you, Jerry.
Jerry?
I have a lot of respect for the Giants. My whole family are Giant fans.
Okay.
I don't like the Giants.
I don't want to see
the Giants win.
No.
LT, I do like personally Mr. Phil Simms now. Very nice man.
Very nice
but
guy,
I enjoyed watching him get picked off by Everson Walls when he was on a Cowboy, not when he was with the Giants.
Okay.
I enjoyed Jim Jeffcoat running the other way, Ed Jones batting the ball. No!
Randy White taking down.
Yes.
Too tall Jones, kablow! Goes Norton, kablow!
Yeah, all right. All right, hang on. We're going to come back with you. All just relax. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Listen to Boomer Esiason, morning 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Did you watch Monday night? Of course you did, right?
Yes.
All right, so you're a fan. You're a fan. You watch the game.
Yes.
Your perception of what's wrong with the Giants, just your own perception of what you think the problem is.
Well, clearly the offensive line. However, Eli... It drives me nuts when people don't. I think Eli is one of the best quarterbacks. And he threw enough passes that game when it really needed, and those guys missed the ball, dropped the ball. You take the ball that Marshall dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're marching down the field. I think was it third and long?
Yes.
Third and long.
Beautiful pass.
They need the play.
Would have had the ball at midfield if he caught that.
He delivers. Now, you're marching down the field. He misses that play. It's bigger than just missing the play. Now you killed a drive. You killed potential 7 points, at least 3 points. And what happens on the next play? The game's over. Punt. They run it back. Right. And now it's a 14-point play. It's the end of it. You can't – it started last year at the playoffs. I still have a problem with
– those guys going on the boat and Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell
dropping the
Beckham
passes
is,
and everything else.
Is – I don't get the I don't get the hype yet. Show me three, 4 years, I'll get the hype.
Well, he just had 3 years of the greatest
record-setting
years. I mean, he's had that, but not in the playoffs.
Not in the playoffs. Yeah, when it counts, is a different beast. You know, I'm I love Familia.
Right.
He hasn't been lights out in the World Series. I love him during the season. He hasn't brought me the golden. I still remember that moment. It's like, oh, it's two out. Here it goes. I had my video ready. Like, we're about to take game one of the World Series. And there's a pop-up. And there goes Cespedes. He's going back to the wall. He's going back. And that ball's gone. What?
Yes,
last year when Beckham dropped one, two, but huge. Huge.
The beginning of the game against the Packers.
Playoff.
Yes.
We're going to beat the Packers. Move on. Those were moments where I went, this guy, Eli brought it. He did not. So guys are going to have to get their heads out of the backside of them and start playing like real men when the time counts.
So it's so interesting that you say what you said, because I think it's something that we all tend to forget. When the game is on a line and you need to play,
yes.
Who's going to make the play? Because in the Super Bowls, let's just say David Tyree drops that ball in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. What's the outcome, right?
Let's
say that Mario Manningham drops a ball against the Patriots when the game's on the line.
That's right.
What's the outcome?
So in other words,
you're saying, and Eli for the David Tyree catch, because that wasn't once-in-a-lifetime catch, what people don't realize is he got out of the hands of Richard Seymour.
Should have been sacked.
He should have been sacked. And, you know, and he was
That's
moving.
Right.
He didn't give up. Like,
that's
he might have given up a few
ago.
Times. I know that was 10
and
years
Eli
ago.
Was taking a whoop in that game.
He was.
He's taking a whoop in the whole playoffs. Eli is so underrated. If the problem with Eli, everyone just he doesn't go, you know, last time was he just talks like this.
The same way.
They mistake that for his personality. The man is one of the best when it comes down to it. I'll put Eli up against
anyone. Most people will tell you that in a clutch moment, he's usually going to be clutch. He's usually going to be a guy that's going to make that play. If it's a fourth down and eight and you need 9 yards and the game is within 3 points,
yeah.
Somehow, some way, he's going to make the play, or the guy on the other end is going to make the play because Eli will put the ball there. That I can't argue with.
Right.
I can't argue with that. But I can argue with the fact that they can't score points.
No.
They're not scoring any points.
No.
And really, that comes back to the guy that's – touches the ball on every play, and that is the quarterback, and that has to be the energy of the football team. And I know that Odell Beckham Jr. probably has disappointed you in some situations, but when he is healthy, he is the energy of that team.
Yeah.
And when he's 100% healthy, they will become a different team.
I hope so.
They better be.
I hope so.
So. I don't know, because what do you think of the coach?
I like him so far. I like what he's been saying, too,
right.
As far as, hey, whatever we got to do. If I'm not going to call the plays – I'm not going to call the plays. You're laughing like you got it.
He's not calling the plays. Sure, that's exactly what he's saying.
Right.
He's calling the plays, believe me.
Of course he's calling the plays, but...
that's his background. That's why. You know, that's why he would call the plays. That's why he should call the plays if he wants to.
Do you think... the Cowboys shut them down. But
The Cowboys stunk last week. Your whole team quit on you guys.
Oh, they were horrible.
Your team, your
stop
guys
saying
quit.
You guys. You don't count.
What do you mean?
No, he doesn't count.
He counts.
He's not you guys.
Such a baby.
You said you're a Giant fan. You can't be both.
I am.
No, you're
I
not.
I don't have to tell you.
Move on.
I mean, let me ask you a question. How many tour dates do you have a year?
A little over 200, probably.
200?
Yeah.
And you're appearing home? On, what, Saturday in State
this
Theater?
This Saturday will be New Brunswick State Theater.
Nice.
How many people show up for your shows on average?
State Theater would be about 1,800, on an average 1,200.
Really?
I show up Saturday. I got good seats?
Probably.
He's a Cowboy.
You're
going to
be in the balcony.
Like
you're going to be in the balcony.
I could take the balcony.
You're going to be in the balcony. I think right now there's maybe a couple balcony seats.
I mean, 200 shows, so you are in airports all over the place.
Yes. I just came from Denver. Love Denver Airport.
Right.
Chicago can't
stand. Is it like an in and out for you, or do you stay a couple of days?
It depends. Like Colorado, I just did 6 cities.
Right.
So Arizona, I'll do like 3 or 4. Florida, I'll do 10.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Texas, I'll do 4 cities.
Right.
So I go on tours nonstop.
Hey, is it always the same actors? Do you act different from city to city, depending on who you're talking to?
Oh, no, no. City to city, it's pretty much the same. But the first 10, 15 minutes, I'll improv.
Uh-huh.
I always check the city out. I sit in a coffee shop.
Do you
watch
spin your head
people.
Like a parrot in those shows, too?
I do. I do. I watch what's going on. I see.
You're like a boxer. Jab.
I am. This is Long Island. It's South Shore.
Yeah, I know. It's a land of above ground pools and aluminum siding.
That's right. I was a fat kid, so I wasn't allowed those things.
You really?
Kicking off the side.
Well, why is it? Why are all these comedians from Long Island, man? What's that all about?
I think it's a blue collar, how do we get out of here thing. I don't want to be a cop or a teacher. That was pretty, you know, I grew up in Valley Stream. Dad was a World War II vet. He did everything to survive. My mom worked at the airport. We were a couple. This is what you would hear every 3 minutes. And then, you know, in the wintertime, like, quick, eat the snow before it gets all black on the top from the.
Oh, you're so right, man. You are so right.
So, I mean, and I think it's a blue collar is a lot of busting the chops, a lot of if you can't laugh, you're in trouble. You're
right.
Constantly busting chops.
And you worked at Sears, right?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Were you like something the Maytag repairman or something or what?
No.
That,
how do you know? Well,
We've heard stories.
We've heard stories.
We've heard stories.
What
were you doing at
Sears? We've heard stories.
Yeah, I worked in the paint department. I ruined a lot of homes.
Okay.
A lot of homes.
All right.
And if you're referring to the time where I...
You got the mall shut down, too.
I got the mall shut down. I mean, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes, I am.
Okay, see, now, when I worked at Sears, I'm 17, 18 years old, 18, and I would call other departments as characters nonstop because any department store, you have to pick up the phone. They say, listen, I don't care how many people you got. You must pick up the phone. That's an important phone call. Excuse. Knowing that, I took that to my advantage.
Okay.
So... like, there was an old woman that worked in linens. I had a relationship with her
over the phone for seven months. Okay.
I would call her up every day. I would leave her Chinese food. She'd pick up, like, hello, this is Claire, Linens Valley Stream Paint. Like, hi, Claire, you look great in that sundress. I left you some egg rolls. I'm too nervous to talk to you, though, one of these days. And this would go on for months. I would leave a note so everyone knew I was the guy. Well, there's one day, long story short, there's a new guy in hardware right next to paint.
Ooh, a new guy in hardware next to paint.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, it wasn't even... And we look down on the hardware people if they weren't commissioned.
Okay.
If you're not commissioned, you don't even count.
Right.
And he was in his 40s, and no offense, unless you're elderly or a teenager and you're a department store in your 40s, something happened.
Something's wrong, yeah.
Something's wrong.
Whatever.
So, I went up and I said, hey, if you need anything, I'm Jim. I work in paint. And he goes, you know what? He gave me this whole spiel how I know everything about the craftsman tools. I know everything about the hammers. I'm here to serve as the people. You look like you're blasted 24/7.
Even back then, huh?
Because you look like you're hammered 24/7. Yeah. You don't know anything about paint. Stay in the paint department. So I went, all right, I'm going to, and I believe I was with my friend.
So now you're pissed.
I'm pissed.
Yes, of course you are.
I believe I was with my friend Phil, and Phil's like, yeah, call him up as Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi was on the front page with missiles. He shot 6 missiles at a U.S. plane. It was huge. We didn't know if we were going to war. What was going on?
So you're going to call him up as Muammar Gaddafi.
Yes, but... Boomer.
He's calling the hardware department at Sears.
Boomer, he's 50 feet from me. I could see him.
Okay.
I wasn't even in hiding. I'm looking right down the aisle. He picks up the phone. I said, this is Moon. And he goes, hi, this is Greg, Sears Hardware. How may I help you in Valley Stream? I said, this is Muammar Gaddafi. I've sent 6 Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears Hardware in Valley Stream, New York. You have 15 minutes to evacuate the craftsman tools, the hammers, the drill bits, and the people of the hardware. Long live paint. And, I mean,
long live paint.
That's why I sized my hand and got in my kids' lives. So I go in the break room. My friend, we would take tag team 1 hour breaks. Yeah. Supposed to get fit to in the mall. So we'd get 4 hour shifts, work 2 hours, get paid for four. It was great times. So I go into break room. I get like a Suzy Q and a Sunkist, which when you're 18, that's like a filet and lobster tail right there. Exactly. I'm living it up. I come back about 15, 20 minutes, and I said, let me call him, let him know I was busting his chops. He doesn't answer. So I call again, he doesn't answer. And I went, I'm going to report him. That's a big no-no. You want to play games? I'm going to report you.
Not going to answer the phone. That's a no-no, right?
I call my supervisor. He doesn't answer. And that's not really, there's nobody in the store.
Except like for you.
There's no salespeople. I walked over. When you came top the escalator, there was a candy machine. So I went over there to see the girl. She wasn't there. And I started eating popcorn and making fun of it because I know they watch you on security. So I'm looking up at the camera. I'm taking popcorn. And then a guy came out in plain clothes, screaming, "We got one more. We got Brewer. Let's go. We got to go. Oh, what's going on? Is there a fire? He goes, "No, the new guy in hardware is a bomb threat. We got to get out of here." I went, "What?" I said, "That was me." He goes, "Well, don't even say that." "No, it was me. It was me. How do you?" I said, I said it was Muammar Gaddafi. Six Libyan missiles hit Sears Hardware.
In Valley Stream.
In Valley Stream. I ended by saying, "Long live paint." That's why Sears evacuates. Like, yeah, and the mall. In the mall. You're evacuating Green Acres Mall.
Green Acres Mall, that's right. Oh, that's awesome. That is
great. You got arrested today.
That's Jim Brewer. What a story, man. That's
today?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be in Cuba right now.
Yes, you would be. As a matter of fact, just so you know, I did work at Estee Lauder.
Are you kidding me?
I did, yes. And when they were launching this perfume called Cinnabar, and I worked there probably for a good 3 months during the summer, packing Cinnabar at 12 o'clock at night, loading it on trucks.
So you were a stock guy.
I was a stock guy.
You had me a little worried there for a second.
No, I was stock guy. I was packing boxes and everything.
Okay, wholly different Shabiggle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.